We are officially midway through the 2021 regular season. So you know what that means. It's time to give our official first half grades for each New York Yankee. Stay tuned on this brand new episode of the Pinstripe Talk podcast, which begins right now.
You are listening to the Pinstripe Talk podcast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to a special edition of the Pinstripe Talk podcast, powered to you by Delahanty Media. I'm your host, Nick Delahanty. We are midway through the season, so my world is going to collide a little bit in this one. As a school teacher, like I've told you in the past, and a podcaster, I will give out my official midseason grades for each New York Yankee as we hit that second half of the season. Obviously, these grades could change as the year goes on. As a teacher, your goal is to encourage your students to get better as the year goes on, to improve as they prolong, right? It's not all about test grades and things like that. It's about improvement and growth in the learning process. Now, for the Yankees process, of course, you want to see the grades go up as the year goes on. So when we do this at the end of the season, we hope that the grades are better, not worse. But of course, we don't know what's going to happen. We don't know how time is going to dictate things. So we are going to focus on the present and go from there. Before we get started, reminder, follow us on social media. You guys know the drill already. We're on Twitter. We're on Facebook. We're on Instagram. You name it. We're there at Pinstripe Talk ND on Twitter, at Pinstripe Talk Podcast on Facebook, and Delahanty Media on Instagram. If you're interested in our show and everything that the Delahanty Media brand has to offer, go to our website, DelahantyMedia.com, to find out more information on all of that. And of course, our podcast, available on all podcasting platforms. Find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, you name it, the show is there available for you. Make sure you do us a solid, hit that subscribe button, make sure you get all the latest updates on our show, and of course, rate and review as well. So if you love our show, leave a nice comment for us. We appreciate all the support you guys already have given us. Now, I don't want to hold you guys up, and I know you're probably excited to hear my take on this. So here's how I decided to attack this. We are going to go position players, and then we'll jump into the pitchers. I figured, you know, usually I start off with the pitchers, but I wanted to change it up a little bit. So where should we begin? Let's start behind the plate. Gary Sanchez, other than a month where he really was carrying this Yankees team, and without him, I really don't know where they would be. He's a guy that at the beginning of the year, and I was one that was included in this, I had my doubts as to whether or not Gary was the long-term answer behind the plate. Now, when he gets hot and he swings the bat the way he did later on in the first half of the year, it's very hard to take him out of the lineup. Yes, he is not the greatest defensive catcher in the world, but when the guy's hitting the way he's hitting, you can live with that. You can live with some of the bumps and bruises. Obviously, you want your catcher to be strong behind the plate, especially working with the different pitchers on the staff. But nonetheless, I really do think that Gary's working to get better. There are signs of improvement. I'm not a big fan of the one leg drop that he kind of adopted, thanks to Tanner Swanson. But regardless, I'm going to give Gary a B. Probably could be a little higher, maybe like in the B-plus range, but I'm going to sit him at a B. You know, the early season struggles were bad. He really picked it up, and he has had a lot better at-bats as of late. So I'm going to stick with Sanchez for a B for now. And obviously, if he hits the way he did through the latter part of the first half of the season, you know, that grade is definitely going to go up. Now, his backup, Kyle Higashioka, or should I refer to him as Gerrit Cole's personal catcher. Higgy's a guy that he gets hot in spurts and can give you a little bit of offensive production. A lot of what he does is on the power side of things. He's not really a guy who's going to get on base, and he has taken playtime away from Sanchez. As you remember, it looked like the Yankees were starting to go to Higashioka more to catch on an everyday basis. Obviously, he plays a big role in what Gerrit Cole does. They work very well together, and you know, unless Sanchez has another breakdown, Kyle Higashioka is essentially going to be the Yankees' backup. I'm going to give him a C- for what he's done so far in the beginning of the year. Obviously, it's hard being a backup catcher. You when you do see them play, you want to see a little production. Obviously, he's good behind the plate, but I think a C minus is a good spot to give Higashioka because, you know, the way that everything has gone for him as a Yankee, I think he's a prototypical backup. I don't see him as a starter. I would love to see the Yankees give Sanchez a couple of games with Cole, obviously kind of break that trend, but nonetheless, he does what he has to do. He's a professional. He's a guy that, you know, comes to the ballpark every day and prepares. He's really good with the pitching staff. I'm going to stick with a C minus. I think that he's a guy that could definitely be a little higher toward the end of the year. Let's go around the diamond. Luke Voit. And now, remember, Voit has missed an extended time due to the fact that he had a couple of injuries. Started the year on the injured list, then landed back, I think it was 12 games or something like that. For him, I would love to give him an incomplete because obviously he hasn't played a lot. But I am going to give him a D. Yes, he started hitting toward the end of the first half. He had that really good series against the Mariners, but the production was not there from when he came back. He was hitting 188 at one point. After just leading the major leagues in home runs last year, he's a guy that I have a lot more expectations for. Essentially put, if he's not giving you anything defensively, you need him to give you something offensively, and he's had his spurts where the defense was a little bit in question as well. So I'm going to give him a D. I definitely think he's a guy, too, that will definitely go up. You're going to hear that a lot because a lot of these Yankees underachieved so far this year. But nonetheless, Voit gets a D for the first half. Could have been lower, I think, but I'm going to be a little nicer on this one because of the injuries, and how could you really blame him for that? So he's going to get a D. This guy really upsets me the way he started off the year. DJ LeMahieu, after winning the batting title last year and the 2 years that he originally signed with the Yankees, he was absolutely dominant, fantastic at the plate. He has underperformed drastically. He's a guy that, you know, you expect to hit over 300 and be a catalyst in that Yankees lineup, and unfortunately, the Yankees have struggled, and so has LeMahieu. Has he picked it up? Yes. Has he been better? Yes. Is he the DJ that the Yankees signed to that six-year deal? No. That is why LeMahieu gets an F for the beginning of the year on my end. You know, after that big contract, the Yankees needed him to step up. He just simply hasn't done so. And again, I truly expect that as the season goes on, he's going to get better, but he's not a 270, 280 hitter where he's sitting toward the All-Star break or even the 250 range that he was at for a good portion of the first half of the season. He's got to be much better than that. The Yankees need him to be much better than that. That's why he gets an F. Rougned Odor, a guy the Yankees acquired in a trade to kind of bring in a spark plug. Another guy who just seems to hit in the clutch moment. He's played a little second base for them. A left-handed bat. Really, I think the Yankees thought they could get the 30 home run guy out of him and what he was in Texas a couple of years ago. For Odor, I'm going to give him a D as well, kind of in the same boat as Voit. He gives energy, but the below average batting average, it doesn't really help this team. He's a guy that, you know, he is what you're going to get out of him. He's always been a low average, high power guy. But if the power's not there and you're not hitting the ball out of the ballpark, not getting on base doesn't help this team. So I'm going to give him a D for the amount of time he has played for the Yankees this year. Let's go to the shortstop position. Gleyber Torres. If I had to pick a disappointment for this Yankees team, you know, I couldn't just pick one. LeMahieu obviously is one. Clint Frazier, who we're going to get to, is another. But Gleyber Torres has been the worst. He has had a major drop-off offensively, defensively. You kind of hold your breath every time the ball's hit to him at short. I'm going to give Gleyber an F for the first half of the year. And I love Gleyber. You guys know he is my profile picture on Instagram. I love the guy. I want to see him thrive. But I'm starting to think that he is not an everyday shortstop. And that is a sentiment that I would like to see the Yankees address. I wouldn't give up on him because I do think that a transition back to second base would do him great wonders and would get him back on track. But I do think that his future is on the right-hand side of second base, not on the left-hand side. That's why he gets an F. Really underwhelming. You know, I'm very disappointed in what Gleyber's done so far this year. Before we get to third base, let's go to Gleyber's backup, a guy who is not currently with the Yankees team, Tyler Wade. really a guy who we know hasn't hit, shows speed, defensive versatility. He's a guy that is kind of giving you what you expect out of him. Nobody expects him to hit 300. Nobody expects him to play every day. But everybody expects him to come in, provide some defense, really help your pitching out. And if he gets on base, he could be a menace on the base path. I'm going to give Wade a C because obviously that's kind of like your mediocre ground. I'll give him a C. I'm not going to pick on Tyler Wade. I do that enough. The guy's valuable in the role that, you know, he should be playing on this Yankees team. It's when he has to play more on an everyday basis where, you know, that's when the weakness starts to show. A guy who definitely will be back with the big league club at some point this year. Just a matter of when. Gio Urshela. Now, I absolutely love Gio Urshela. I think he's one of the most underrated players in the entire sport. Defensively, he's a wizard. Has played shortstop, has played third base. Makes gold glove plays almost every night. You basically watch, you're like, man, did he really just make that play? Incredible. Now, obviously, when they got Urshela, the big question was, is he going to hit at a high level? For him, he's showing that he can. The Yankees should not have to rely on this guy's bat. He should be a middle or lower half of the order guy, and he should just be another piece to the puzzle. Well, he's really helping carrying this load. I'm going to give Gio an A-. I really love what he's doing. I think that he could even be better. You know, as the trade deadline comes close, if the Yankees become sellers, I think that a lot of teams are going to try to see what the price tag would be for Urshela because he can make a lot of teams better moving forward. So I give him an A-. He's been great. Now, before we get to the outfield, let's talk about a guy who is an outfielder who hasn't played the outfield. That's Giancarlo Stanton. Yes, he has hit for some power, has 14-plus homers, but for a guy who's making as much money as he is, to be an everyday DH and you have to really worry about his health is really not fun. Very streaky at the plate. You know, I don't know what the Yankees' plan is for him, but he's a guy that I really do think they need to get transitioned back to the outfield. He was able to play the outfield every day for the Marlins. Why can't he do it for the Yankees? I'm going to give Stanton a C+, because obviously what he brings offensively is good, but, you know, I really do think that if he was playing the field, his grade would be higher. Outfielders, Aaron Judge, all-star, guy who has been playing almost on an everyday basis. Yes, he's been a little banged up, but nonetheless, he's been out there and doing what every Yankee fan has hoped. Staying in the lineup, staying relatively healthy, producing at a high level, was voted in as an American League All-Star, even though I hope that he doesn't play in that All-Star game. Judge, for me, I'm going to give him an A- as well. I think an A is a little bit too high. I would like to see him stay healthy. I think that he knows he really needs to stay healthy in order to convince the Yankees this offseason to give him a massive extension. He gets an A- from me. Brett Gardner, you guys see me on Twitter, kind of hoping that he retires, kind of A-Rod style. Do I blame Gardner for this mess that he's in? No, I really don't, because Aaron Hicks should be the everyday center fielder, but again, Hicks is hurt. We're going to get to him in a minute, but Gardner, father time has just hit, and we appreciate everything Gardner has done for the franchise, but nonetheless, just not ideal. He isn't the guy that he was a couple of years back. He's lost a step. Again, I hope that the Yankees kind of forced him into retirement to get some young blood into the roster. I'm giving Gardner an F. You know, I don't blame him for the situation he's in. He always hustles, gives it a lot of effort, but the results just simply are not there. Speaking of Aaron Hicks, another waste of $10 million a year, he gets an F as well. Always hurt, can't stay healthy. When he is healthy, doesn't really produce much. Just very frustrating to say the least. He gets an F. Clint Frazier. Now, this one's going to hurt because you guys know how much I love Clint. Clint Frazier had the chance to be the everyday left fielder. Really did not embrace that. Now, he's on the injured list with vertigo. Hopefully all is well on that end, because obviously you don't want to hope anything wrong on the injury front. Clint's a guy that I absolutely love. But I do think that Clint needs a fresh start. Why? I think the beginning of his tenure with the organization was a little stale, which caused people to have a bad taste in their mouth about who he is as a person. I personally like what he brings to the table. I think there are people in the Yankees organization that feel the same way. But Playing Brett Gardner on an everyday basis does not help. Taking at-bats from him, you know, if the opportunity's not there, I would like to see them move on from him, let him get a chance elsewhere. I have to give him an F as well. The production was not there. I thought that he was going to grab the job by the horns, really embrace it, but nonetheless, he was unable to do so. I do hope that changes because I do see a lot of potential in this guy, but for now, he gets an F as well. I know I'm a tough grader here, but, you know, we got to speak the truth. We can't just sugarcoat it. Miguel Andujar came up in the middle of the year playing left field. He's not an everyday player on this team, but they needed him to play left field. And you know what? You got to give him a lot of credit. Most guys wouldn't embrace the opportunity, but he's trying to play on an everyday level. He got Wally piffed by Gio Urshela. He's trying to make the most of it. Is he an everyday left fielder? No, but he's a guy that is showing that versatility that somebody else may take a chance on him. Could probably play a little first, could play left field now, maybe even could play some third base. I'm going to give Andujar a C. I like what he's doing. You know, he's very raw in the outfield. There are some mishaps and whatnot, but he's a guy that if he could get hot, we know what kind of bat he's capable of having. So that will wrap up our position players portion of this segment. We are going to transition now right into the pitching. And what better place to start than with the ace, Gerrit Cole? For me, I'm going to give Cole a B+, and here's why. Yes, at the beginning of the season, he was dominant. Had some really good starts. He had a 2.03 ERA over 9 starts. But since the sticky stuff has occurred, he has a 3.48 ERA since that day. You know, it's still good, but it's not at that ace level you would expect from Cole. I do think he's going to figure it out. Obviously, he's too good not to, but I do think it's going to be a transition period. That's why I'm going to give him a B+. Jordan Montgomery, a guy I feel really bad for. He's had some bad breaks. You know, he's had some really good starts that ended up going on the wrong side because of bloop hits and just things out of his control. I'm going to give him a B-. I do think that he has a lot of good coming from him. I like what he brings to the table. I think that he's going to be a guy the Yankees can rely on for some years to come. But you know what? The bad breaks kind of make his grade a little bit lower. So we're going to give him a B- for now. Domingo Germán, coming off his suspension, he's been inconsistent. We saw him in the bullpen in the Mariners series. Obviously, that was because of his emergency root canal. But he's a guy that really stumbled into the All-Star break. He wasn't really sharp. This was the guy the Yankees penciled in as typically your number two coming out of the gate. For me, Domingo gets a D, not just because his first name starts with a D, but, you know, that's the grade I kind of give him. Now, a little bit underwhelming. I do think he could pick it up. Maybe he's having an issue with the sticky stuff as well. Nonetheless, we don't know. We can't know for sure, but only time will tell if he could pick it up in the second half of the year. Corey Kluber. He had the no-hitter, but again, the Yankees paid him $11 million thinking that he could be healthy throughout the season. Unfortunately, that has not been the case. He gets an F from me. Yes, the no-hitter was great. Obviously, you know, you're looking at it and you're saying to yourself it was a great moment in Yankees history, but nonetheless, the Yankees are trying to fill a starting pitching void because Kluber, once again, is not healthy. Really stole $11 million from them. That's why he gets an F. Jameson Taillon had a 5.43 ERA through 15 starts. Was not even averaging 5 innings a start. And he's been better of late heading into the break, but he's another guy that gets an F from me. The Yankees had high expectations when they traded for him this offseason, but he has not lived up to the hype. So Taillon gets an F. He's a guy that stuff-wise could be better, just hasn't shown it yet. Now, obviously, we don't want to give a guy like Davey Garcia or Michael King a grade as a starter. So we're going to go into the bullpen. And obviously, we'll touch on King. Garcia really doesn't have enough time in the big leagues to really grade him at this point. Let's start with the big gun, Aroldis Chapman. And now, he struggled mightily over the last couple of weeks, and he's been brutally terrible. Do the Yankees keep him as the closer? Time will only tell. But you can't discredit what he did at the beginning of the season. He was flat out dominant for the first 2 months of the year. I believe he only let up one run over that span. Maybe he's having issues with the sticky stuff, trying to get control. A guy who throws that hard, it makes a lot of sense. He also abandoned his splitter, another pitch that you need grip for. Who knows? But simply put, his confidence is out the window. The Yankees really need to regain that. Hopefully it comes soon, because obviously when you're paying a guy as much as you're paying Chapman, you don't really want him to be struggling as bad as he's been. So he's going to get a B- from me. I think that's a fair assessment. You know, if the struggles were a little longer, it'd be lower, but you can't discredit what he did in the first half of the season. So B- for Chapman. Chad Green, he is a guy I'm giving an A to. Flat out dominant. A guy who has been used in high leverage situations. Boone could use him in the fifth inning. He could use him in the ninth inning. He could use him for multiple innings. Just fantastic. He gets an A. Simply put, if the Yankees do elect to go away from Chapman as the closer, I hope they turn it over to Chad Green. Zach Britton, who's been riddled by injuries. You know, how do you really give him a grade? I have to give him an F here. Can't stay healthy. You know, he's a guy that dealt with COVID situations early in the year. Maybe that has a factor in all this, but he's only pitched in 5 games. You know, you could give him an incomplete. I like to give him an F because the Yankees need him. Availability is the best ability, and Britton just simply hasn't been able to stay healthy. Jonathan Loaisiga, a guy I absolutely love. Absolutely love. He's getting another A alongside Chad Green. He might be their MVP of the bullpen the way he's been pitching. Another guy Boone could use in high leverage situations. Just fantastic. And the stuff is absolutely filthy. If you missed the Mariners series, go back and watch Loaisiga's inning. You'll be impressed with the movement on his stuff. Just simply electric. Lucas Lickey, a guy that none of us really thought we would talk about in this show. Thought that he would be here for this long time. Remember, didn't pitch in a big league since 2015. Came in, won a job with the Yankees. The Yankees saw something in him. That's why they jumped to sign him this offseason. He's been fantastic. The Yankees have used him in multiple roles. Already 30-plus appearances. Yes, he's had some rough outings where, you know, you can make the case that Boone may have put him in a bad situation or he just simply struggled. But nonetheless, Lickey gets a B-plus from me. I like what he does. He's another guy that, you know, he's not going to throw 100 miles per hour past you, but he will do the little stuff to get outs and change it up and change the eye level. He's very smart at what he does. So I give him a B+. Michael King. This one's interesting. As a starter, I give him a D. I don't like him as a starter. That first inning issues that he has are really bad. But as a reliever, I give him a B. Yes, I give him a D as a starter, a B as a reliever. If you put that together, we're going to give him a C overall. King as a reliever has the stuff to really manipulate hitters and get guys out for longer stretches. You can use him as a long reliever. You could use him in high leverage situations. So, you know, I like Michael King, the reliever. I don't like him as a starter. We'll leave it at that. Darren O'Day, another guy the Yankees brought in on a lower end contract, trying to get some innings out of him, an aging veteran. He's been on the injured list, but when he did pitch earlier in the year, he was solid. We're going to give him a C+. Similar to Britton, availability is the best ability. Justin Wilson, the other guy the Yankees brought in that kind of Adam Ottavino hole where they brought in 3 guys for the price of one. Well, his ERA is over 8. Simply put, F for Justin Wilson. We're not going to waste any more time talking about him. Nestor Cortez, I love watching this guy pitch. I really do. Changing up his motion and really being funky and creative and just doing the little things to try to manipulate hitters and get them out. He gets a B+ from me. If you look at his numbers, yes, he doesn't have the big sample size, but he ranks among the American League's best in some high leverage categories, some big time categories. So good for Nestor. Back in his second stint with the Yankees, he gets a B+ for the first half of the year. Now, before we wrap up the show, obviously, we have 2 more people to grade. And that's the manager, Aaron Boone, and the general manager, Brian Cashman. Boone gets an F for me. I really just don't think he's the right guy for the job. He gets an F for me. I think this Yankees team does not respond well to him. I'm tired of looking at the YES Network showing him in the dugout popping his bubble gum. So I don't think he's the right guy for this team. He gets an F for the first half of the year. He's going to have to bring up that F if he wants to be the Yankees manager past this year. And Brian Cashman gets a D. All the reports say that Michael Brantley and Kyle Schwarber wanted to be Yankees, and this team desperately misses left-handed presence in the lineup. They need it. They have the same kind of DNA with most of their hitters, strikeout or boom or bust type of situations, but nonetheless, I think Cashman put the Yankees in a situation where he was trying to go for some low-risk, high-reward type guys, and they haven't really panned out. Kluber, no luck. Tyone, no luck. Odor, not really the solution. So I do give him a D. I do think he's kind of strapped, considering the organization does not want to go over the luxury tax, but nonetheless, I give him a D. The clock is ticking. I think that over time, you're going to see that his seat may be hot as well. So Boone gets an F, Cashman gets a D, and that's going to wrap up our midseason grades for the New York Yankees. And obviously, we'll post these on our social media feeds so you can give your feedback. And if you heard something that you agree or disagree on, make sure you hit us up on social media and let us know. We love talking about the Yankees, and we love when you guys join in on our conversation. If you missed it earlier in the show, you guys found our show. Regardless of how you found it or where you're listening, make sure you subscribe, rate, and review the show, and find us on social media by looking up Pinstripe Talk Podcast. As always, my name is Nick Delahanty, the host of the Pinstripe Talk Podcast, powered to you by Delahanty Media. We hope you all enjoy the All-Star break, and let's hope that second half has a lot of success in store for the New York Yankees. As always, let's go Yankees. We'll talk to you really soon.